Okay, so welcome to World History. This is Mr. Truex. Welcome back to Western High School. Well, you're not exactly back to Western High School. You're here virtually online, but until notified otherwise, we will be meeting online for World History. World History class is going to continue pretty much the same as in the past, except everything's going to be online. Lectures, assignments. I will give you assignments on Canvas, and I'll spell out exactly what the instruction is, what your reaction or what you should be doing in response, and you will submit all assignments online. All the quizzes will be online. World History will be conducted pretty much the same throughout Broward County. Broward County's laid a lot of procedures they would like the teachers to follow, and exact, I will follow those procedures as closely as I can. Western High School may have some additional procedures. So the goal is all your classes will proceed as seamlessly as possible under the circumstances, and all your classes will have a common feature of Canvas will be the uniting point. So in all your classes, you will be at least starting at Canvas. You may end up other places online, but that's where we're going to start. All your interaction with the teacher is going to be online. Your teachers are all going to have 3 hours of office hours each day, and in my case, I'll be announcing more about that online later. Again, check back at Canvas, and you will see the details before online classes are due to commence on Monday. Your point of online office hours is so that your teacher is going to be available certain hours during the day, either by phone, maybe with your parents, or email, or whatever that point of contact is going to be. There'll be at least a three-hour window every day when you'll know when that is. All class materials and assignments in your World History class, unless we find out otherwise, is going to go according to the Black and Gold Day schedule. So that is, if you ordinarily had my World History class on a Black day, your assignments for that day going forward will be released on the Black day, and you'll need to check in that day just as you in the past. You went to a classroom, you need to check on classroom virtually, attend class, or at least go to class and see what the assignment is, see what the expectations are for that day. In some cases, there may be assignments that are due the same day, but more than likely, if there's an assignment done on a Black day, the next time you come back for that class, the next Black day, there may be assignment or homework due then. But those instructions will be on Canvas, the timing. The main thing you need to worry about is just check in on Canvas with your World History class on the day that you would ordinarily physically be in the classroom. So, student responsibilities. As a student, you're responsible for checking your class materials and assignments each day that you're scheduled for the class. As I said, unless we find out differently later on, those would be the same Black and Gold Day schedule that you had in the past. Your students will be responsible for classwork and assignments as scheduled. Students will be responsible for submitting all assignments on time as specified in the material on Canvas. You'll be responsible for taking quizzes as assigned. You're going to find that the quizzes are going to be similar in format and content to the paper version that we took the beginning of the year. Okay, here's the same Black and Gold Day schedule. You'll see that the first day of class back from spring break is a Gold Day, the 30th. The next day, the 31st of March, is a Black Day, so if you ordinarily have my World History class period 1 through 4, then you'll need to check in for the first time on March 31st. If you normally have my class on periods 5 through 8, a normal Gold Day, you'll make sure that you check in on the 30th. So most of the first class, or maybe class or two, is going to be getting reacquainted, getting used to the online procedures that we have, and practicing with those a little bit, and then we'll get back into the content, back into the subject of world history, probably later in that first week.